Jordan Bosman and Kevin from
High. Hey, mate.
Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Have you got your Christmas tree up yet?
Yeah.
No, I am shopping for two new Christmas trees, though.
No, you so
why I'm, two?
Well, because I've decided the living room needs two.
Yes. Wow.
How big's your living room?
Not very big.
You've not mentioned actually for a while. How's the dogs, by the way?
Yeah, they're absolutely fine. They've all proper settled in now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you were only keeping them originally for how long?
Christmas.
Where did you get them?
The dogs for rescue.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
That's nice.
They basically said that they needed somewhere for Christmas to stay. I was like, yeah, okay, that's all right. And then it very quickly developed into, yeah, I'm keeping these.
Do you know, it's your meals. It's not dissimilar to us coming in doing a podcast, is it? Or just popping in, just doing a podcast, and then we won't leave.
Yeah, but that's what we're doing.
Oh, never mind. How are you anyway, mate?
Well.
Yeah. Have you managed to wee yet?
Right.
Is that something we need to talk about?
Yes.
Go on. Brace yourself, listeners.
I've had a urinary tract infection.
Oh, lovely. Really? We're going straight in with that, are we?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
He's been
right.
Putting it on his face.
Yeah, but yeah, boy, I'm taking the piss.
Well, no, you're not.
No.
He's had it on his Facebook all week. I can't wee. And then eventually it's like, hey, I'll weed.
But listen.
Really? How have I not seen these?
Have you not seen it?
No.
Listen, absolutely. I was in A&E from like 11 o'clock at night to 8 o'clock the next morning.
But if you can't wee and you go into A&E out of interest, what did they do to you? They try to milk you or something? What's going on?
They didn't.
They squeeze you.
I didn't get to this point, but they sort of catheterized.
No! No, 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 we don't need to know that.
Yeah, but you asked.
Oh, that's too much info. But you've weaned now, have you? You feeling all right now?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to explode.
Yeah, but so did I.
Just get bigger and bigger.
Don't be exploding on that sofa.
So what about the other end? Number twos, is that all good?
No, that's all good now.
That's all right, though.
Wow, we're really going there, aren't we?
I didn't choose this.
Should we change the subject?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Right. I've been watching old telly, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, like Heartbeat and a programme called Where the Heart Is.
Is this on, like, Sky Gold or something, what they call it?
No, it's on ITVX.
Oh, right, yeah.
Does anybody remember either of those programmes?
Heartbeat, yeah. It was like, it was a staple diet, wasn't it, for Sunday nights or something back in the day?
Nick Berry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did he release a single?
Every loser wins.
How does it go, Andrew? Because you look like you know that tongue.
Number one, 1987, I'm going to say.
How does it go? You look like you bought it.
Remember. Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I still play it
to this day on my radio station.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but yeah, Nick Berry, Sunday night staple. That was quite good, that.
I'll tell you what else I've discovered.
Go on.
League of Gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Like, she's my wife now.
My wife now.
She's my...
You know where that was filmed? In Hatfield, up near Glossop.
Yeah.
And it's the town, fictional town's called Royston Vasey.
Royston Vasey.
And do you know whose name is
actually... Roger Brown.
Yeah, is Royston Vasey. Yeah. How bizarre is that?
How bizarre.
Yeah. So what else did you watch on there? I like the old stuff. Only Fools and Horses?
I do like that, though. Only Fools and Horses is one of those programmes where you watch it and you spot something that you haven't spotted when watching it before.
Yeah.
If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You do that. I mean, years have gone by, haven't they? When you rewatch it and some of these older ones. I mean, I was watching something at a hotel room a couple of months ago, and it was late night, and it was Birds of a Feather, same era. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And that was a great series. But
I never watched it.
Oh, did you not?
No.
It's very funny. Ab fab, birds of a feather, those kind of things. But what came up, Andrew, interestingly, and this is the sign of the times, there was a little footnote on the screen as the music started and the episode starts playing, and it said something like, there's humour in this
that's outdated or something.
Of his time.
Yeah.
And it was like awarded.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that nowadays.
Yeah, but why do they do that?
Because things change, attitudes change.
But can you imagine, like, birds of a feather, the fact that that's like, oh, it does my head in that. Yeah. Hey, listen, I've been to that London.
All right.
What did you go for?
Well, I actually went down to do a little bit of work, but Charlotte and I, we seem to be doing like an annual thing twice a year. Is that biannual, twice a year? Whatever it is, anyway.
No.
Whatever it is, we go down on a regular basis.
Mm.
And she likes to go to Camden and see the sights and do a bit of shopping and hang out and see some gigs.
Yeah.
So, but I had some work down there at the same time, so we went down. Ended up walking around Notting Hill, looking for the blue door, Andrew, from the movie Notting Hill.
Yeah.
We knocked on, no one was in.
I'm sure they were in, but I'm sure they're sick to death of people knocking on their door.
Yeah, it's the same as when we get to Abbey Road. You go on Abbey Road and every man and his dog gets stopped by tourists such as us walking in the middle of the road doing pictures.
Yeah.
And tell me...
I'm trying to get somewhere.
Tell me about the picture Charlotte took of the Oasis thing.
Oh, yes. Well, we're in Soho. And two things you might find interesting. One is we went down a street called Denmark Street.
Yeah.
And Denmark Street's famous for its music shops.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're probably aware of Denmark Street.
Yeah.
And it's got all the guitar shops and whatever. And I think it's been there for years, you know, since the birth of rock and roll, if you like. But you walk in and there's guitars in there. And I looked at one and Charlotte's like, oh, I like that one. And it was £24,000. You know, it was like,
wow.
Bargain.
Yeah, 24 grand.
Yeah, but what's the going rate for a guitar these days?
Well, you could pay 500 quid guitar for a guitar, 100 quid for a guitar. But in places like that Denmark Street, you're probably paying a premium because it's Denmark Street. But then it'll be like a Fender guitar that's been played by Eric Clapton. So if it's got the Providence with it, that it's worth a fortune, you know?
But, I think that's wrong.
But rock and roll, mate.
Just because of where it is.
But Berwick Street...
Hang on, you were going to pay for an Amanda Alden signature the other week.
Yeah, that was £37.50, though.
Believe me, that's already in the post.
Oh, you've ordered it?
Yeah.
So, in answer to your question, Berwick Street's in Soho, and we Googled it and hunted it down, and that's where they did the album cover of Definitely Maybe.
Yeah.
So that's what we did, amongst other things.
Shall we move on to Flying Fact?
I'm good for that. Are you good for that? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't give a flying fact.
You could go first. Because it's your show. Oh, you've not got your stuff ready, have you? There we go. 5 minute interval, Andrew, while he gets his paper. Hang on. Is that a betting slip?
Oh, that's a betting slip. Ignore that.
Do you want your phone?
What? Do I need to edit that bit out?
I think you might have to edit loads out here. Hang on, he's getting on.
No, I've got it.
That's a laundry list, that, mate. Come on.
Right.
Well, speaking to your microphone, eh?
Yeah.
We need to get a camera on you when this happens. It's so funny.
You know, I nearly did that today.
Right.
So nearly did it.
I once had an awkward encounter on the radio.
Well, I can believe that.
with some fish and chips, because as I was going to do a link, as I put a spoonful of fish in my mouth, the song stopped. Right?
Right, okay.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
I once got slapped around the head by Alex Ferguson for being cheeky.
Hey.
And then the third one, I got chased by a sheep for a bag of crisps.
Oh, God.
There's a lot to...
there's a lot to unpack there, isn't there? Hey?
Could we talk about Alex Ferguson slapping yet?
What did you say? How were you cheeking?
I can't bloody remember it. We're 15 years ago.
Did you say something like, your hair's a bit greasy? Or anything like that, like you did with Michael Barrymore?
Oh, that was Barrymore, no?
Yeah, yeah. So what did you say to Ferguson that offended him to make him slap you?
I can't remember. I think I was just being a dick.
To be fair, you've got one of those faces, haven't you?
Yeah.
So we can believe that?
Yeah.
We'll believe that one, are we?
Yeah.
The Radio 1, I think, yeah, I can believe that.
Eating the chips and the song stopped playing.
Yeah.
And what was the other?
Being chased by a sheep for a bag of crisps.
I can believe that as well.
They're all quite believable.
Yeah.
It's which one is the most likely to be made up, though, isn't it? They're all believable.
Right, okay.
What's your thought?
I think because you've mentioned Man United so many times before,
yeah,
I think I'm going to say that one is made up this time.
I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going for that one. Alex Ferguson did not slap you. That's the lie.
The lie is getting chased by a sheep from the Chris.
Good lie.
You need to explain now, Alex Ferguson.
Alex had gone to open the Carrington training ground. I was picked out of a handful of children, you know, from a special needs school.
Yeah.
And they sent us down and we cut the ribbon and that.
And you opened Carrington?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes way.
So why did he slap you though? Did you open the wrong gate?
No, I know. I said that his hair's a bit grey, isn't it?
No, I think you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
You did this the other week.
Yeah, but I'm not making that up.
That's true, that one, is it?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Have we got any evidence?
No. I've got pictures from the event.
Did you get in the newspaper for that and everything?
I'm not quite sure if we got in the newspaper, but we got pictures.
That was amazing.
Mm.
Okay, all right. Are you ready for mine?
Yep.
Are you ready, boys? So,
absolutely.
I once accidentally stopped a comedian known as Shappy Koshandi, you may know her, from performing a stand-up show. That's option one for you.
Yeah.
Option two, I beat Paul Weller at a game of Top Trumps. Option three, I once had a car that smelt of curry. Discuss, boys.
So, tell me more about that first one.
Yeah.
Accidentally stopping Shappy.
Yeah.
Performing.
Yeah.
She was due to come out on stage,
mm-hmm.
and we had a fog machine called a pea soup fog machine. And pea soup's fog machine is quite self-explanatory. You know why?
Yeah.
Because when you turn them on, the room turned into pea soup. So, someone, mentioning no names, left the smoke machine on when we went for a 5-minute break, and then Shappy was due on stage, and then
you had to clear the smoke.
Do I need to explain everything? So that was option one, Andrew.
Mm.
Okay, what do you think, Jordan?
I think the Paul Weller thing is a lie.
What, playing Top Trumps?
Yeah.
No, I think that's true.
Yeah, but I don't think he beat him.
Hang on a minute. What? What? So you think it's completely normal, but you just don't think I would have beat him?
Yeah.
That's the bit you think that's... Okay, fine. And what about the smelly car, the smell of curry?
And, well...
Any questions?
Well, again, we've mentioned curry before.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've blown one up in the microwave.
So in the car.
We still need to do that.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Leave it. He's not going to let it happen. What are you going for?
These are tricky this week.
Yeah. Jordan, you got any ideas? Which is the lie?
Yeah, I've just said it.
Oh, you think the curry?
The Trumps.
Oh, Top Trumps.
I'm going to go with the curry.
You're going with curry?
Yeah.
You're going with Top Trumps, yep. Paul Weller? I can tell you the lie is Top Trumps were Paul Weller.
Wow.
And I did have a car that smelled curry. I didn't blow anything up in it. It just smelled curry.
What were you doing, though? Did you come back from a gig or something?
No, I bought it, and it's always smelled curry. Genuinely.
You bought a car that smelt of curry?
Yes, I bought it. It was a blue Vauxhall Carlton, and I bought it from a great friend of mine, Jason Scarrett, and it just smelt of curry, and we had no idea why.
Right.
It was just bizarre.
Jesus.
True.
Mm. Shall we do joke of the week?
Shall we?
Oh, yeah.
What's the scores?
Scores on the doors for episode 71. Kevin, 22. Jordan, 19.
Ooh. Ooh. Right, go on then, George.
Right. Bloke goes to doctors.
Yes.
He says, I've got a hereditary condition. He says, what's the hereditary condition? He says, diarrhea. He says, well, that's not hereditary, sir. He says, well, it's in my genes.
That's great. I like that, mate. Oh, I need to pull out the back door. Boys, I need to tell you, I went to see a massage therapist this last weekend.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
And it happened to be a fella, George. It was a bloke. Anyway, I was on the bench, and I said to him, I said, is it common to get, like, an erection during the massage?
Oh, we're really going there, aren't we?
And he said, yeah. So I said, would you mind not poking at my face then?
F*** sake.
You're going to have to beat that, George.
I know.
Oh, God, that's...
and on that note...
No, I haven't given out the points. Hey,
Oh, yeah.
This is a big decision.
Which one made you laugh?
Oh, Jordan, I'm sorry, mate. It's 23 points to 19 to Kevin.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Stop swearing.
Yeah, stop swearing.
Oh.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.